He has not got a house. That's how you are. He was a tent of seven company. I've got up in your estimation last time I met you. You said I lived in a hole in the ground with a tarpaulin over it.
You should have stayed there.
But I mean, you two work together, right?
Briefly.
But we work together. Again, the audience are at a disadvantage, probably, because I'm only known in London and the South. And Tarrant and I did for 3 years, Tarrant and I worked together. But, surprising though this may seem, I never invited him to my house. Isn't that strange?
Did he invite you to his?
No, certainly not. No, wherever that House of Ill repute was.
But also, I was amazed that I associate you with... Am I alone associating you automatically with Millwall Football Club? I thought that was a total giveaway.
Yeah, again, in the South, I mean, on the show
I know, the show
called Windows or Drawer, I do up here. And, yes, with Millwall, I suppose. That house you see there is... well, I can leave at 2:55 and still see the kickoff, which is one of the reasons truly I live there. It's not very far from where I was born.
Wow.
And in fact, it's always introduced into whenever I'm spoken to. I don't like to say, oh, I'm a Millwall supporter, or as people think, he doesn't really go there because he's just trying to make out he's one of these cheerful, colourful companies, which I believe there are one or two on television. And people always, you know, people always introduce Millwall, but I'm a serious supporter. And whether it be glory or damnation, I reserve the right to talk about them because I pay my £7 every week. And most of the time it's damn nice. Well,
and what's it like down there? Peter Cook always says that the Millwall Supporters Club song is not "You'll Never Walk Alone," but "You'll Never Walk Again."
Our actual song, sadly, is "No One Likes Us, We Don't Care," which is a very sad siege mentality we've drifted into. But and as I say, you can literally see the floodlights from the bedroom window there. Happily, they didn't get it straight away. Barely they got it because on TV I'm not known for a... style, as Lloyd rather politely said, nor am I known for the way I look, wore the suit tonight. And I thought, if anyone looks at TV and says immediately, that's where Danny Baker lives, we've made a big mistake. That is entirely where Wendy Baker lives, and she lets me as her husband live with her. There's nothing of me in that house.
Well, I thought it looked absolutely... What about PG Wodehouse? Woodhouse.
That's
do you really, I mean, it's not...
Oh, yeah, no, it's, again, I mean...
Is it Dulwich? Is it South London?
It's
here?
Dulwich.
Well,
it's cool, PG Woodhouse, ideally, is either New York or France, because he's just born, had to be, or was educated in Dulwich, but the simple truth is...
Bob Monkhouse,
indeed, I collect Monkhouses, but you couldn't see those behind the Woodhouse. But I collect anyone with two initials, PG Woodhouse, J.B. Morton, S.J. Perron, it looks good on through
CJ
the...
C.J. Tarrant? What? Tarrant?
Tarrant sent me that book.
Oh, I sent it with an invoice. I sent it with a bill which you have never
paid. Which I readily claimed as expenses. And you sent me that book and said, "Here, Dan, having a go at what you do so well, what do you think?" And in the true tradition, I said, "Chris, I shall waste no time at all in reading your book."
Thank you.
That is absolutely true, Chris, I guarantee it. I've wasted no time at all. Particular book.
Well, that's a great thank you for that magnificent revelation. Thank goodness you've got it in.
More than a fee, this is what I want.
This is what you want.
Although the fee will be nice.
You are true. No, it won't. We thank you for that revelation about Mr. Tarrant.
Thank you very
much, Danny. Our thanks to Danny Baker. I wonder who's next.